Among his posts of good meals, get-togethers, his spoiled cat Motza, and a gecko licking his toothbrush, he tweeted warnings. Pyroclastic material from Mount Karangatang can reach 700 to 1,200 degrees centigrade. Trust me when I say don't touch it. Celebrating Eid on Mount Bromo is safe. As long as you are not within 1 kilometre of the crater, its charms are waiting for you. Expanding his brief, he urged people to clean their gutters, tweeting a picture of a python being pulled from a drain. Don't just write no snakes. Snakes can't read. He also told the young to work hard at school, as he had, getting over his hang-up that he was poor and ugly, with diligence and lots of hair oil. For those who wanted them, he tweeted challenging scientific facts, diagrams of volcanoes changing shape before they erupted, and a long thread about volcanic mud. He was not a volcanologist, leaving that job to academic monitors in airless sheds at the foot of uneasy mountains. His training was in hydrology, and he had wasted many years at another agency trying to make rain. But he did spend most of his time at the BNPB staring at wall screens where white lights flashed on the dozens of volcanoes that were active, or might become so. A good test for presidential candidates, he mused once, would be to try to name them all, and leaping to his ever-buzzing phone. He needed to watch both the earth moving and fake news accumulating like steam in the Twittersphere.